Well, Paul Sheldon Foote is a professor with California State University, and he's joining us now on the line from Avine, California. Professor, police arresting 175 people in Chicago the other day, and at least 75 now in Oakland, California, Tuesday. Now, hundreds of police officers clad in riot helmets and armed with flash grenades and rubber bullets, we're hearing, were involved in this. So it does seem like police have decided to step up their crackdown. Would you agree?
Yes, and I'm particularly amazed at the city of Oakland. Oakland, California is one of the most left-wing cities in America, both in terms of political leaders and in terms of protesters. And for left-wing politicians to do surprise raids on tents at 4:30 in the morning after the mayor recently said democracy is messy and indicated she was going to allow it, is a real reversal. And if it's happening there, it'll be interesting to see what happens in other places that don't have this extreme left of politics.
And Professor, the Occupy Wall Street protest movement has now spread across the U.S. As we said, it's also gone beyond the U.S. borders. We're hearing, of course, of support movements taking place in Britain and other European countries now. With the tactic that the government has currently taken, is this going to do anything to prevent this spreading from happening?
Well, the international dynamics are totally different. I'm sure that the people in much of the world who are joining in this are delighted to see that it's a time that America got its taste of stirred up trouble, that America has been very successful in stirring up trouble around the world. Payback is good time. So their motives are different. In America, it's a different issue where left-wingers are trying to do a left-wing Tea Party to help put Democrats in power like the Tea Party put Republicans in power. The only problem they have is their whole thing is based on a big lie. Wall Street is a major contributor, was in the last election and continues to be a major contributor to Obama. The Communist Party USA has already endorsed Obama the next time, while at the same time they stage these demonstrations. So I'm going to sit back and watch left-wingers try to avoid exposing their lies in all of this.
Right, and as you say, since elections are also near in the United States, it does rather highlight how the current administration, how Republicans and Democrats are dealing with these protests and the stances that they're taking towards these protests. Now, do you think that the protest movement, in view of this election ahead, is going to be successful in bringing about some of its demands, at least from the side of the government, when it's trying to soften their stance?
Oh, yes. The Tea Party folks on the right were very successful in putting some of their people in and forcing Republicans to start addressing some of their issues. I have no reason to doubt that the people on the left can't do the same thing, and probably even more successful considering how dishonest Obama was. Obama ran as an anti-war progressive candidate, for example, and he turned out to start a new war in Libya and has become a massive warmonger. He has done nothing about bringing all the troops home and closing military bases, as his own deficit commission recommended. People on the left who are truly progressive and truly anti-war have something to complain about with him and the other false Democrats. So I hope they do expose the lies of the current political leaders.
Okay, thank you very much, Professor Paul Sheldon Foote with California State University, joining us there on the line from Avine with his comments. Thank you very much.